Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want to take just a moment to talk about Val Camaletti. Val Camaletti. No one called her that. She was Val. And 35 years ago, when I was a young XRT music director, I'd call her every week. I called a lot of record stores every week. And we'd talk about what new music was attracting the attention of her discerning clientele at Valhalla, her iconic record store in Oak Park. This wasn't scientific research. There were no hard numbers or metrics, no talk of product or tonnage sold, just a couple of people reflecting on our various musical passions. I'd be asking her about new XRT favorites like the Del Fuegos, how are people feeling about the DBs, people into that new Los Lobos debut album. Did you see Suzanne Vega at the West End last week? She's really good. Valhalla survived the CD era, a move to a new location, the Spotify era, the vinyl comeback era. Val was a benevolent presence in Chicago's ever-changing music scene, a mentor for young music fans and musicians who sought out her independent record shop from all over the Chicago area. Val was easily spotted at concerts by her globe of curly hair. Valhalla was more than a retail shop. It was a gathering place, the sort of place where you might be treated to a live performance by Chicago's own Flat Five singing in the window. Val was a woman with a really big heart. Former Warner Brothers Records rep Joe Lunardi echoes the deep feelings of many when she wrote this morning on Facebook, "Val Camaletti has died. My life would not be the same if it wasn't for Val. She gave me so much." You know, she gave us all she could. In Norse mythology, Valhalla was home to Norse gods who presided over the afterlife. Valhalla, a record store created by one of the immortals. Rest in peace, Val.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.